In the meantime, more exciting things are happening in your life because St. Elmo's fire has been relit.
Wow. Can't believe it. I looked today, David, and it's still number one. I think it's 3 weeks on the rock chart. So, and there, all the big guns are in there. I know Bruce Springsteen's been in town doing the show, but he's like six and seven. So, you know, 37 years on, the old fire, like you say, is still burning. I think it still sounds fresh. And it obviously, that song was also written about a cause. It was written about a wheelchair athlete who was wheeling around the world. That's why it's called Man in Motion. Most people don't know that, but I think when they listen to the song and they get something from it, it's that kind of spirit that was in David Foster and I when we wrote the song.
Now, you've been a phenomenal writer of songs, including film songs. Tell us about some of the other film songs that you've done.
Yeah, well, it began with St. Elmo's Fire, but then it kind of exploded. And that next 2 years, I think I did 10 Hollywood movies. I did Three Men and a Baby with David Foster. We did the title track. We did an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, The Running Man. Evan Bacon, we did, what's that called, Quicksilver. There were loads of them. And then, of course, of late, songs in Spider-Man and in Deadpool and Daddy's Home. So it's kind of getting this whole new audience, you know, kids that have never heard the song before go to the movies, hear this song, and they don't think it's this old guy from the 80s. They just go like this song and we're off to the races again.
Yeah. You spent a lot of your life in America and you've toured with lots of other artists as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I got very lucky. My first tour of America was with Toto. And if I tell you, David, I can remember that most musicians will say, you know, you think you're going to break through, but I was already in my early 30s and I'd been trying for 20 years. I can remember buying Toto 4 and playing the album and crying, sat on my living room floor crying, thinking, I just can't compete. And a year later, I was on the road with them. We were mates. They played on St. Elmo's Fire. And Jeff Beccaro played on some of my records. Just shows you how life changes. Then I toured with Heart. Tina was the big one. Played with Tina. I did a lot of the Private Dancer tour with Tina. So I saw every show. I would do my show and then wait for the lights to go down and then go watch Tina and watch The Master. And she probably is, I'm sure you'll agree, probably one of the handful of the greats of all time. And so to kind of breathe the same air and to become somewhat friendly with her was, you know, a blessing.
Absolutely. Among the songs that you've written, you've even written one about Doncaster Rovers.
Very good. Good research. Wow. Yeah, there was a film years ago. There's a film, and it was about a pit pony that had never seen the light of day. You know, pit ponies, for those who don't know, used to drag the tubs of coal down the pit. So these horses were born and bred down there, tiny horses. And I saw this documentary, and this pit pony came up the cage to the top of the shaft and saw the world for the first time, the sunlight. And when Doncaster Rovers got promoted into the championship, I thought, you know, the old Bellevue stadium had burnt down and they'd built this brand new stadium. And so I wrote this song, and the metaphor was the little pit pony coming out of the darkness. And so was Donny Rovers kind of coming into the floodlights of the big league.
They play it at the matches.
They do, yeah. And And of course it was that time when they got in that paint. What's that big paint final around the FA Cup time? I can't remember.
Johnston's, was it? Johnston's,
yes,
paint?
It was. Yeah, they were in the final of that at the same time. So it was spectacular, you know, it was like 20,000, 30,000 Donny supporters down at the, I think it was a Wembley, yeah. So it was pretty special. It's funny when it takes you, isn't it, David, sometimes?
Well, you're a true pro, and it's great to talk to you today. A legend of the music business.
Lovely talking with you, David.